Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Yutas. We left off on daf Yud Chesem Beis, about 8 lines from the end of the page. Amar Le Ravashi Le Rav Kahana. The first word on line Svirale. We're at Amar Le Ravashi Le Rav Kahana. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zchus Rafur Shalema for Rabbi Kelmer Shlita, Yehuda Ben Rivka Leah, by a lifelong Talmud of his, and also sponsored by the Rifkins Lili Nishmas, Simcha's mother Golda Elka Bas Shalom Aleha Shalom on her yard site in Neshama Shav Aliyah. And we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today, this is the second to last daf of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. So we've almost made it. So first, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Rabbi Yossi rejects Rabbi Akiva's idea that it's possible for even Chulin to become a Shlishi Litoma, because we said yesterday that Rabbi Yossi rejects Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi, but the idea that Rabbi Akiva had suggested was that the word Yitma actually should be can be darshaned as Yitameh, that something that becomes Tameh is able to be Metameh something else, and therefore Rabbi Akiva was Mechadesh that there's a notion of a Shlishi in Chulin. So how do I know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that there's such a concept of a shlishi l'tuma in Chulin? And then how do I know that Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer, where Rabbi Yossi learns, based on the Kal V'chomer, that you add an additional level of tuma beyond wherever Chulin can go, an additional level of tuma for Truma, and another additional level of tuma for Kodesh? That's why we always normally think of it as Sheni being the end of the line for Chulin, and then Shlishi l'Truma, and then Revi l'Kodesh. But Rabbi Akiva does not hold that way. He does not think that there's he holds that Chulin can become a Shlishi, but he does not hold that that necessarily means that Truma can become a Revi'i or that Kodesh can become a Chamishi. He rejects that idea that Truma and Kodesh have an additional stop along the way. And in that context, the Gemara is going to discuss the notion of Tziruf, the idea that when multiple items are in the same Kli, even if they're not touching each other, they're considered to be, for Hilchus Tumah, they're considered to be all joined together. And we're going to discuss whether that din is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, the notion of tziruf. And then the entire Amud Beis and Amud Aleph of tomorrow's daf is going to talk about another statement of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. You know, we call all of these dapim the Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim, so because we've only had one statement of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim so far, and that was about a Rishon and a Shlishi, meat that's Kodesh, that's a Rishon, being burnt together with that which is a Shlishi Lituma. So that's all we had at the very beginning of the Sugya on Daf Yudal and Amud Aleph. But now we're going to have a second statement of Chanina Sagana Kohanim that comes from Maseches Edios, which we're going to discuss on all of Amud Beis and Amud Aleph tomorrow, about a Tameh needle that's found in a Shechted Karban. You Shecht the Karban, you find a needle that's Tameh, and we're going to go through all the details. Why is it? What's a Tameh from? And who becomes Tameh from it? And what we assume about needles and Kalim in general that are found in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash, outside of Yerushalayim. So all of that based on that statement, on statement number two of Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim. So let's begin 8 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. So Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Kana Bishlam Rabbi Yossi Losov Like Rabbi Akiva. I know very well that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva, who said that that there could be such a thing as a shlishi when it comes to chulin. Did Tanya, because we have a brisa that Amar Rabbi Yossi Minayin Le Revi'i Bakodesh Hu Pasul, because Rabbi Yossi says, how do I know that a Revi'i can become Pasul Bakodesh Vidinu? It's based on a Kal V'chomer. The background to the Kal V'chomer is that the Torah tells us that when a woman gives birth to a baby, at the end of the days of Tahara that she has, she brings a Keves Ben Shnas Al Yola and a Ben Yona Otor L'chatas El Pesach Al Moir El HaKoin, and she brings it V'chiper Aleha V'tihara, that it's only after she brings the Karban, she becomes totally Tahar. What do you mean? She's been Tahar for all this time. Meaning, a woman gives birth to a baby boy, she's Tamei for 7 days, she's Tahar for 33 days. And then she brings the Karban after that. And we say, no, she only really becomes Tahar after she brings that Karban. So that means that she still has some level of Tumah. Legabe Kachim, she's considered Tameya even during those 3 days. She's not allowed to eat Karbanos. She's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash until she brings those Karbanos. So the same is true when it comes to anyone who's Tamei, who's Chayiv a Karban, in order to fully fully emerged from the tumah. So long as that they haven't brought that korban, they're what's called a mechusar kapara, and a mechusar kapara is allowed to eat truma, but they're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. They're not allowed to eat kachim, and they passel any kachim that they touch. So we darshan a kal v'chomer about a shlishi of the tumah. Uma mechusar kipurim shem mutar b'truma passel b'kodesh of a mechusar kipurim is mutar b'truma. They're tar enough that they're allowed to have truma, yet they're passel b'kodesh. They're asked to eat kodesh, and they passel any kodesh that they touch. So shlishi, when you have something that's a shlishi l'tuma, she passel b'truma, which is enough to passel truma, that a truma can become a shlishi. Say inodin, she asked revi b'kodesh, so should for sure have the capacity to be metame kodesh, just like even that which is perfectly no problem for truma, like a mechusar kipurim could even ruin kodesh. So for sure, that which is a problem for truma, a shlishi, should for sure have the ability to ruin kodesh. So Rabbi Yossi says, "V'lamanu shlishi b'kodesh mina Torah." And the idea that kodesh can become a shlishi, that's a din d'oraisa. You don't need a kal v'chomer to tell me that kodesh can become a shlishi. But a revi'i mekal v'chomer, the fact that kodesh can become a revi'i, that we derive from the kal v'chomer. Shlishi mina Torah. How do I know shlishi b'kodesh is a din d'oraisa tichsiv? Because the pasuk says about basar kachim, "V'abasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo ye'achel." The basar that touches kol tamei cannot be eaten. So milo askinon denaga b'sheni, isn't the pasuk talking about if it says anything tamei? It sounds like even if it only touches a sheni l'tuma, it will become a shlishi because it says yiga b'chol tamei, and a sheni l'tuma is certainly labeled by the Torah as something that's tamei, because when the Torah describes how tumas sheretz gets transmitted, the Torah says that the sheretz touches a klicheres now becomes a rishon l'tuma, and then the pasuk says kol asher betocho yitma, any food that's in that kli that's a rishon l'tuma becomes tame. Well, what does it become? It becomes a sheni. So you see that sheni is called tuma. So food that's in the kli that's a rishon becomes tame. So you see that basar kodesh, if it touches kol tamei, if it touches anything that's tamei, even a sheni, will become pasul. So you see, in the words of the Torah itself, the notion of a shlishi b'kodesh, and then revi'i mikal v'chomer k'dam rinan, and then we derive a revi'i b'kodesh from kal v'chomer, like we just said. So we do not find revi'i b'kodesh min haTorah. The only in the Torah itself, it's only based on the kal v'chomer, but a kal v'chomer is a din d'oraisa. So the strong impression you get over here is that something can become a revi'i b'kodesh min haTorah. It's not only a din d'rabbanan. There is this notion of revi'i b'kodesh, it's just not explicit in the Torah. However, that itself is a machlokas rishonim. Is that true? That something can become a revi'i b'kodesh min haTorah. So the Rishonim point out, how would you visualize it? How would it play out? Rashi points out that it can't be that there's a revi'i b'kodesh min haTorah, because what would be the case that you'd have a kli that's a rishon l'tumah, that's metame food and makes the food a sheni. That food is then metame mashka, makes that mashka a shlishi. That mashka would then touch more food and make that food a revi'i. Right? It would touch food that's kodesh and make it a revi'i, because min Torah ain't tuma also kiyotzi, but we already learned that an ochel cannot be metame another ochel, a mashke cannot be metame another mashke. So it's got to be from mashke to ochel to mashke to ochel. It's got to go back and forth. If it doesn't ping pong back and forth, then it's not the tuma is never going to transmit. And ochel is not metame. But that's only according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that mashke has the ability to be metame other things min haTorah. Right? We already went through dapim of Gemara about what the capacity of a mashke is to be metame other things. So if you assume that a mashke has the ability to be metame other things min haTorah, then yes, there's such a way that you can visualize a revi'i l'tuma. But according to a mayor or a blazer that we had back on Daf Tes Zayin and Rava within Shitas Rabbi Yossi, we don't find revi'i b'kodesh min haTorah at all. Revi'i b'kodesh has got to be midrabanan, because even though kli rishon will make ochel into a sheni, and that ochel will make the mashke into a shlishi, then what? That's the end of the line. Because if a mashke min haTorah cannot be metame anything else, the mashke cannot be metame the ochel as a revi'i. And even if the mashke was the, and if you bring the mashke in earlier, you make the mashke the sheni, the mashke was the thing that touched the kli that was a rishon, so the mashke is a sheni. So that would be the end of the line. Then you can never even have anything become a shlishi. So, and the last three, you can't have that the sheni, shlishi, and revi'i were all ochel, because ain't to Tamosa Kiyotzibo. Nochel cannot make another Ochel Tame. So it must be that Revi Bakodesh is a Din Midrabanan. So says Rashi, that only if you assume that Mashka has the capacity to be Metame other things is the notion of Revi Bakodesh Minat Torah. Otherwise, you have to assume the whole notion of Revi Bakodesh is only Drabanan. Tosfos, however, disagrees. Tosfos in Dibra Maschilo says, no, you could still visualize Revi Bakodesh Minat Torah simply by employing Eitzim Levona of Kachim. They are not a mashka, they are not an ochel, the wood of Kachim, the Levona, which is one of the spices, it's not a mashka, it's not an ochel, but nevertheless, they're Mekabel Tumma. Why are they Mekabel Tumma? If it's not a mashka, not an ochel, it's not a kli, so how could it be Mekabel Tumma? Normally you have just pieces of wood, they're not Mekabel Tumma, so there's something called Chibas HaKodesh, because we love Kodesh so much, so it gives it the Chashivus to be Mekabel Tumma. So you have a kli that's a Rishon, that's Metame of food, it makes the food a Sheni, that food touches Eitzim or Lavona and makes it a Shlishi, and that Eitzim or Lavona touches either an Ochel or a Mashke of Kachim and makes it into a Revi'i. So that's the that's what Tos says. You can visualize, even if you hold that a Mashke does not have the capacity to be Matami other things, that Revi'i could still be a Din Minat Torah. But again, what are we trying to prove over here? All of this was just about how do I know that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Yossi does not hold of the notion that a chulin can become a shlishi. So what did we say so far in this brisa? That we've shown how a truma can become a shlishi and kodesh can become a revi'i. So v'is al kadai tuchsover Rabbi Akiva. But if you're going to hold like Rabbi Akiva, that chulin can even become a shlishi, nisni nami revi'i b'truma, b'chamishi b'kodesh. Meaning everything this brisa was telling us, what Rabbi Yossi was telling us was that truma has a greater capacity for Kabbalah Stumma than Chulin, and Kodesh a greater capacity for Kabbalah Stumma than Truma, that there's an additional level. Well, if you really held that Chulin could go up until Shlishi, then you should hold Truma goes to Revi'i, and Kachim goes to Chamishi, but it didn't say that. It said that Kachim only goes to Revi'i. So that's how I know that Rabbi Yossi rejects the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So Ela Rabbi Akiva lo savak Rabbi Yossi minalan. Okay, so that was understandable, that Rabbi Yossi rejects Rabbi Akiva. But how do I know Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi? Meaning Rabbi Yossi is working with this principle that Truma goes beyond where Chulin does and Kachim goes beyond where Truma does. Rabbi Akiva rejects that. So although Rabbi Akiva is machmir that Chulin can become a Shlishi, he does not think that Truma becomes a Revi and Kachim becomes a Chamishi. He doesn't think that you go one step beyond one step beyond Chulin for Truma, one step beyond Truma for Kachim. So how do I know that he doesn't think that way, that he rejects that notion of Rabbi Yossi? Some leis, Rav Kahana explained to Rav Ashi, if Rabbi Akiva holds that you could darshan this kal v'chomer and you pasul Revi'i b'truma and chamishi b'kodesh, the lo shtam etana v'lisni Revi'i b'truma chamishi b'kodesh v'neima Rabbi Akiva hi. How come we don't find anywhere that there's a tana that refers to this idea of a Revi'i b'truma and a chamishi b'kodesh? We know, like going into learning Tum and Tara, whenever anyone gives like a basic introduction of Tum and Tara, the basic introduction is Shlishi is something that's for Truma, Revi, something for Kodesh, nothing ever becomes greater than Revi B'Kodesh. Good, so we found this one sheet of Rabbi Akiva that Shlishi is even for Chulin. But no one ever says that there's something beyond Revi'i. No one ever says that Truma goes beyond a Shlishi. So how come we don't find it? If Rabbi Akiva really held that way, we would have such a Tana somewhere, and then we would point and say, ah, that's a reflection of Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So says Gemara Vanan, Ahachi Nekum Nismach, is the absence of a known Mishnah or Brisa a raya that it doesn't exist? Meaning just because we don't find it explicitly written anywhere else, mehechitesi, that it doesn't exist, that Rabbi Akiva can't hold that way. That's not the greatest raya. So Nafak Ravashi, so Ravashi went out, v'item Rav Kahana, dak v'ashkach. And they found beferish that Rabbi Akiva's metaher a Revi b'trum and chamish b'kodesh. He does not hold that there is such a concept of a Revi b'kodesh and of a Revi b'trum and chamish b'kodesh. How so? Haditan, we have from the following Mishnah in Mesech Chagiga. Hakli mitzarif es masha betocho lakodesh. That if you have two different foods of kodesh that are in one kli, and each of them is on a separate side of the kli, they don't touch each other. They just happen to be in the same kli, and someone who's tame touches one of the foods. So the food on the other side of the kli also becomes tame, because the kli is mitzarif them for them to be considered a single unit. That of one, and whenever something's a single unit, nitma miksasa, nitma kula, right? Certainly we would all agree that if you have a steak, you have a piece of meat, and a tame person touches the steak with one finger, so you don't say, oh, just where he touched, that's the tame part. No, the whole thing becomes tame. The entire entity becomes tame. So a kli is mitzarif to make whatever's in the kli a single entity. It's all like one big piece of steak. Avalol the truma, but not when it comes to truma. There's no din of tziruf kli when it comes to truma. That whole din of tziruf kli is only for kodesh. Varvi b'kodesh pasul ashlishi b'truma. And the Mishnah goes on to say, by the way, there's such a thing as Ravi b'kodesh and shlishi b'truma. So what we want to show now is that Rabbi Akiva is the author over here, because the whole point is that we're trying to show that Rabbi Akiva does not hold that Truma gets to a Revi and Kodesh gets to a Chamishi. So we need to find somewhere that says, no, Truma only gets to Shlishi, Kodesh only gets to Revi'i, and say, I know for sure Rabbi Akiva is the one that said it. So here's the Mishnah. This Mishnah says that there's such a thing as Truma becoming a Shlishi, Kodesh becoming a Revi'i, but that's it. So, and we're going to say that it has to be Rabbi Akiva. How could it be Rabbi Akiva? How do I know that it's Rabbi Akiva? This Mishnah, the first halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, had to be Rabbi Akiva, because it relies on the edus of Rabbi Akiva. Whenever we say edus, it means that it comes from Maseches Eduyos. Maseches Eduyos is the Masechta that they put together in Keren B'Yavne, Tein Liyavne V'Chachameh, all the Chum got together, and they shared edus of different traditions that they had that would otherwise be forgotten. So Maseches Eduyos is really like a Shas Katan. It's just a variety of halachas from all over Shas. So it's from the edus of Rabbi Akiva, the Tanan, because there's a Mishnah in the 8th Parak of Eduyos. Excuse me, Hosef Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva was made hasolas about the flower of Karb Mincha, vaktores, valvona, all these things that are supposed to go on the Mizbech, vagchalim, sheim nogat tful yom b'muksasan, pasal as kulan. That if a tful yom touches part of it, it passes all of it. Meaning, you might think flour, every kernel of flour, every little bit is a separate entity. So if a tful yom touches some flour, so only the actual, I don't know what you call them, granules of flour that he touch. Only that's tame, but everything else is separate. No, it's all considered a single entity. The same with the Lavona, the same with the Ketores, the same with the Gechalim, that why are they all considered a single entity? Because a Kli is mitzaref all of them. Ooh, so it was based on that this other Mishnah that we quoted was said, that this Mishnah about a Kli mitzaref Masha Betocha Lekodesh was said. So now I know that it's all Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva is the one that said that a Kli is mitzaref whatever all of its contents with regard to Kodesh, and therefore the second statement of the Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga that we quoted must also be Rabbi Akiva. And the second statement was, Truma gets the Shlishi, Kodesh gets the Revi, and that's it. It doesn't go any further than that. So now I know that Rabbi Akiva rejects Rabbi Yossi. He does not think that Truma has to go a step beyond Chulin, and that Kodesh has to go a step beyond Truma. So Revi'i in Chamishi Lo, Shlishi in Revi'i Lo, that we have very clearly that it's a Revi'i and not a Chamishi for Kodesh, and Shlishi, but not a Revi'i when it comes to Truma. So, Alma Kasavar Tziruf Terabanan. But, once we're on the topic of Tziruf Kli, what do we say in this Mishnah? That Tziruf Kli works for Kodesh, but not for Truma. There's no Tziruf Kli for Truma. The very fact that you're going to distinguish between them implies that Tziruf Kli is only a Din Midrabanan, because Rabbi Akiva was made on the Gechalim, the Lavona, Nitmu Muksasa, Nitmu Kulam, they're not Ochel, they're not Mashke, their whole Tumah in the first place, this is the way Rashi understands, the whole Tumah of Lavona and everything else is only a Tumah Midrabanan, because it's only Tame on account of Chibas HaKodesh. Normally, in order to become Tame, something's got to be a Kli, it's got to be a Meichel, it's got to be a Mashke, Eitzim, Lavona, Ketores, it's none of those things. Why are they Tameh at all? Why are they even susceptible to Tumah? It's only on account of Chibas HaKodesh. Chibas HaKodesh is only a Tumah on a Drabanan level. So since the whole Makor of the Din of Tziruf is about a kind of Tumah that's only Midrabanan, so it must be that the Tumah of Tziruf is only a Tumah Midrabanan. That's how Rashi understands the Alma over here. That how do I see that Tziruf Kli is only Drabanan? Because the entire source of Tziruv Kli was about a Tumah that's only a Tumah Midrabanan. Now you'll recall, we said before that we were trying to visualize, if you hold that Mashke cannot be Metame other things, how in the world do you ever have a Revi Bakodesh Min HaTorah? So Tosa said, oh, I know how. Take Mashke out of the equation. Eitzim, Lavona, Chibas HaKodesh. Employ things that are only Tamei on account of Chibas HaKodesh. And that way you'll be able to have a Revi'i Min HaTorah. Rashi tells us that's not a possibility, because anything that's only Mishum Chibas HaKodesh is only Midrabanan to begin with. So that would not work according to Rashi. So predictably, Tosos in Dibra Maschel Alma disagrees with Rashi. He says, what are you talking about? Chibas HaKodesh is only Midrabanan. Chibas HaKodesh is absolutely Min HaTorah, that Chibas HaKodesh is Tamei. He brings a Raya from a Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed Vav, and therefore when the Gemara says that Tziruv Kli is only Midrabanan, it's not because we applied Tziruv Kli to Eitzim Levona. It's because we said that Tziruv Kli, it's based on something else that was said earlier on in that Mishnah. I'm not going to get into the details now, but it's based on something else that was said earlier on in the Mishnah, that we darshan that Tziruv Kli is only Midrabanan, that the din of Tziruv Kli is only Midrabanan. But fundamentally, it can't be that Eitzim and Levona and Chibas HaKodesh is only a din d'rabbanan. And Tosfos says that's for sure a din d'oraisa. But anyway, once we're saying, however we derive it, we're saying that this din of Tziruv Kli is only d'rabbanan, pliga d'Rabbi Chanan. That's against Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan holds that Tziruv Kli is a din d'oraisa. Damar Tziruv d'oraisa. How does he know Tziruv Kli on a d'oraisa level? Shnemar kafa chasasar zahav malaya katoras. What does the pasuk say? By the Chanukas Hamishkan. So that's a pretty good daf yomi coincidence. That kafa chasasar zahav malaya katoras. Achas. Everything that's inside that kaf is achas. That if some of it becomes tamei, all of it becomes tamei. That's the notion of Tziruv Kli. Now, when we apply the din of Tziruv Kli la halacha, we also have a din of Tziruv Kli la halacha, but not when it comes to Kodesh, because we're not zocha to have Kodesh right now. We apply Tziruv Kli when it comes to the chiyuv of Afrash Haschala, that if you have a number of smaller doughs that are each not in a shear to be chayiv and chala, and then you put them all in a single Kli, so the Kli is mitzarif them, even if they're not touching each other, the Kli is mitzarif them for a chiyuv of chala. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yerodeya Simen Shin Chafei, and the Mishnah Brura writes in Simen Taf Nun Zayin that there are some that hold that Tziruv Kli is only going to work if they're touching each other, and we should try to be machmir l'chachila to do that. But that's the makar, is based on Tziruv Kli. The makar of Tziruv Kli for chala is based on our sugya of kafachas. Now wait a second, there are two makaros of Tziruv Kli in our sugya. There's kafachas, which is by kodesh, right? We have our sugya learns from kodesh, and then we also have the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush, right? That the makar of the din of Tziruv Kli for chala is not our sugya. It's not kafachas. It's based on a pasuk by chala. So we see that you're allowed to be mafresh mina afui from that which is already baked. That means from pas that was already chayiv and that becomes chayiv and chala only after it's baked. How could that happen? How can pas only become chayiv and chala after it's baked? It must be that your mitzari fit in a kli because it's no longer a single dough after it's baked. So it must be that if it was a single dough, it would have been chayiv before it was baked. So it must be that there's a tzir of kli. So these two deals, as far as how do I know tzir of kli from chala? Is it our sugya, kafachas, which is derived from kachim, or is it tzir of kli from a separate pasuk when it comes to chala? So the question is it only a chumra or is it even lakula as well? Meaning if you derive it from kafachas, so it could be that that's only a din by kachim. But if you have two doughs that are chayiv and chala and you're mitzarif them in one kli, each dough independently would have been chayiv and chala, and you put them in the same kli, you can't just be mafresh chala from one of the doughs and say tziruv kli lakula, that there it's all one big dough now. No, you can't do that if you hold that it's only a din lakula, because if it's only if we're deriving from kachim, it could be that we only apply it lechumra that from kachim, because it's all a din midrabanan. It's only by kachim. Chala is not kachim. So by afrash haschala lechumra, we're going to apply this notion of tziruv kli. But if there's actually a pasuk by chala itself within the world of afrash haschala, then it's bein lechumra bein lekula that tziruv kli would work. That's the discussion as far as what the source is by afrash haschala. Chala. There is a comment in the Sefer HaChinuch where he writes, Shamati mi pimori yesh omrim. He says, I heard that there are those that say that only when you take the pas from the tanur and put it directly into a kli that has a base kibul, then there's such a din of tziruv kli. But if you first put it on the karka, or you first put it on the counter, and only then a mitzarif b'kli, then it's not going to be chayiv and chala. So Minchas Chinuch says, I don't know where this is from. He says that we don't find such a daya, not in the Rush, not in the Torah, not in the Shulchan Aruch. And then he says, after a while, someone showed me that the Arzarua quotes such a thing from a Ritzbah, that if you take it straight from the oven and you put it somewhere else first, then there's not going to be a tziruv kli. It has to be Radias Hataner. You bring it straight down from the oven right into a kli. Only then is there a notion of tziruv kli. But Minchas Chinuch rejects this halacha certainly, that we hope that tziruv kli could happen even afterwards. It doesn't have to be at that stage that you have this tziruv kli. So okay, so we have this notion that comes up in halacha of tziruv kli. There's actually a strange application of it in Poskim. The Nodeb Yudah discusses, and the Tshuvas Hari B'Sam discussed the following, the Shaila was, there was a Sefer Torah where two of the Osios of the Shem Hashem were connected to each other. How did they get connected to each other? That's a psul in the Sefer Torah. It has to be Mukav Kvil. So how did they get connected to each other? Bal Kori was reading, and some spit came out of his mouth as he was reading. They didn't all wear masks then. So some spit came out of his mouth as he was reading, and it landed on the letter, and it smudged the ink, and made the two letters touch each other. So they wanted to know, can you be misakin it? Can you fix it? What's the problem? So fix it. Well, because it's Shem Hashem. So is it going to be a violation of Mechikas Shem Hashem? So do you view that as actual Mechikas Shem Hashem of the Osios in the Torah? So the Nadib Yehuda in the Tshuvan Madura Tinyana Yerdeh Simon Kuf Samach Tes said that if at the time that they wrote the Sefer Torah it was written Kitikuno, and only afterwards was it ruined by the Osios touching each other, each os is no longer mukaf kvil, you're not allowed to fix the Sefer Torah. Why not? Because Beis Yosef discusses that it could be that the psul of chisaron of hekav kvil passels only when it was never mukaf kvil. But if at the time of the ksiva it was written kitikuno, and then only afterwards the osios were connected, then the Sefer Torah does not become passel. So we're not make it like that, right? We would not read from a Sefer Torah like that. We're not make it like that shita in the Beis Yosef to be machshir Sefer Torah when the osios are connected, but we have to be choshish to be machmir like that. And therefore, if the osios of the Shem Hashem are connected, we're not allowed to be mochik at shalol letzorech, because you're being mochik Shem Hashem, and it's not considered letzorech according to that day that it's kosher anyway. So it wouldn't be no need to try to fix it. So since you can't be mochik and you can't not be mochik, you can't read from it the way it is, so you're stuck. There's no tikkun for such a Sefer Torah. That's really bad luck that his spit happened to land on that spot. However, in the Hari B'Sam, he writes that what's the Yisr Mechika? You're not being mochik the Shem Hashem. You're being mochik this connecting piece of ink that's ruining the Shem. Meaning the Shem Hashem is still going to be intact. It's just that there's a piece of ink that's smudged. So the Nadib Yehuda in Madura Kamen, a different tshuva, quotes from another Rav that you learn from here that even nitfel the Shem yesh bo kedusha, that even that which is tafel to the Shem has kedusha. And how does he derive it? He says based on tziruv kli, that tziruv kli tells us that everything becomes tafel to the kli, and therefore it's all considered one unit, and therefore the same thing when it comes to the Shem Hashem in the Sefer Torah, even that which is tafel to the Shem Hashem becomes one unit together with the Shem Hashem, and it's part of the Isser of Mechika Shem Hashem. It's an unusual tzushtel to make between tziruv kli and Shem Hashem. And that's another place where it comes up in halacha at least. Okay, so Tanan Hasim now. Says the Mishnah. Now this is a new topic. The Mishnah tells us, Mesach Zedios, that Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim had a second statement for us. Al machat shenimtzis bebasar, shasakin veyadayim taros. That if you find a needle in an animal's, in basar kachim, you shacht an animal a karban, and you find a needle in the animal, the knife that touches the machat, and the adayim of the kohen that touch the machat, tahoros. They are tahoros, but vabasar tameh, but the actual flesh of the animal is going to be tameh. Nimtzes peperesh, but if you find that needle
and we're assuming it's a tummy needle. You find it in the parish, you find it in the tsawa of the animal, then a kol tar, then even the buster is going to be tar. Amar Rav Yekiva Zachinu, she'en tumas yadayim b'mikdash. We benefited greatly by Chazal not being gozer tumas yadayim in the base of Mikdash, because had there been such a notion of tumas yadayim is only a din midrabanan. A human being is either tame or not. There's no such thing as just your hands being tame. Either the person is tame or the person is not tame. But midrabanan, they were gozer tuma on yadayim. So they were not gozer that tuma in the Mikdash, because had they been gozer tumas yadayim in the Mikdash, it would have caused a lot more tuma in the Mikdash, and that would have been a great hefsid to catch him. So min haTorah, a person only becomes tummy from an avatuma. Yadayim, that touch a rishon the tuma, don't become tame. And even stam yadayim, Chazal were gozer. If you're mesiach das after netilas yadayim, they become a sheni l'tuma, and they pasul truma and kachim. Why were Chazal gozer? This because they wanted to make sure that people. Well, okay, the Chazal were gozer that the Shlomo Melech was gozer to mesiadayim in kachim. The Chum were gozer legabe truma as well, but they were never gozer this in the base of Mikdash. But this was part of the Yud Chas Davar. This is part of the Yud Chas Davar that the second Gzeru was in to be gozer legabe truma as well. The Yadayim Pasul Truma, that was one of the 18 Gzeros they made when the Talmid Beis Shammai outnumbered the Talmid Beis Hillel in the first parak of Masech Shabbos. So anyway, so that Tuma doesn't apply b'Mikdash. V'neima she'in Tumas Yadayim v'keila b'Mikdash. To ask the Gemara, we should have said that we even more. Not only do Yadayim not become Tamei, even Kalim don't become Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash, because min haTorah a kli can only become Tamei from an avatuma. The Chum made a gzeira that a mashke, which is a vladatuma, can also be mitamei Kalim. So if there was such a thing as Tumas Kalim in the Mikdash, not only should the shochitz Yadayim, but the sakin with which he shefted should have become Tamei from the machat, because it should have become Tamei from not the machat directly, because the kli is not going to be tamei another kli, but the mashka of the behema that the knife touches, which became tamei from the machat, should have then been mitamei the knife. So the fact that we said that the knife is tar tells me that there's no gzeir of tumas kalim in the Mikdash. Some Rav Yidam Rav, Yitema, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, rather, Yadayim kodem gzeiris kalim nishnu. No, the only reason we made a big deal and said, oh look, there's no tumas yadayim in the Mikdash, by virtue of the fact that the Kohen's hands are not tamei from shechting this animal, and we didn't highlight, oh look, there's no tumas kalim in the Mikdash, is because the gzeira of tumas yadayim was made before the gzeira of tumas kalim. So when this statement was made, oh look, there's no tumas yadayim in the Mikdash, it wasn't a big deal that the kli wasn't tamei. The whole gzeira that a kli ever would be tamei hadn't been made yet. So even outside of the Mikdash, there was no such gzeira yet. So since the gzeira didn't exist yet, we didn't highlight that gzeira doesn't apply in the Mikdash. But in Achinami, once they made that gzeira of tumas kalim, that gzeira also doesn't apply in the Mikdash. We just didn't need to make a big deal out of it. So I'm a Rava. So Rava says, how could you say that? How could you say that the gzeira of tumas yadayim predated the gzeira of tumas kalim? Vatravayu bo bayom gazru. They were both on that day, right? The Gemara Misach Shabbos tells us that they looked around the Beis Medrash and they took a vote and they realized that Rabu Talmid Beis Shammai al Talmid Beis Hillel that day. I guess the Talmid Beis Hillel were sick that day or something. There were more Talmid Beis Shammai in the Beis Medrash that day. They took 18 votes. They put 18 items on the agenda up for a vote, and the Beis Shammai won all 18 votes. Those are the Yud Chas Davar that they decided to be gozer all on that one day. When the Talmidei Beis Hillel returned, okay, so they were maskim, so that stayed intact. Those votes, the voting stayed intact. But they made a gzeira that was all on the same day. So don't tell me Tumas Yadayim predated Tumas Kalim. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says in Masechet Zavim that the things that pasul truma are hasefer. Any of the Sifrei Tanakh will pasul truma, and that they decide the Chamor Gozer that Svarim should pasul truma. The Gemara in Shabbos explains in Daf Yudalid because they used to keep Truma next to Sifrei Kodesh, thinking, oh, it's logical. Truma is holy, Svarim are holy, so I'll keep the Truma next to the Svarim. Problem is, food attracts mice, and you don't want mice near your Svarim, because they'll eat through the Svarim, and they'll ruin the Svarim. So they decided, what's the best way we can make sure that people don't keep their Truma near their Svarim? Svarim will be metame truma. Ooh, they want to protect their truma. They don't want their truma to become tame. So they made a gezerah that svarim are going to be metame truma. So that gezerah of svarim and the yadayim, the idea that yadayim without netilas yadayim are tame. Vatvul yom and tame person that already went to the mikvah but he doesn't yet have harav shemesh. Va'ochlin va'kelim shenutmu b'mashkin or food or kelim that become tame b'mashkin. All of those are only gezeros. Food or kelim should not be able to become tame from mashkin. Those are all from the Yud Ches Davar that there were gozer on that same day. So how could it be that Tumas Yadayim was Nigzar before Tumas Kalim? Not true. Ella Amar Rava. Rava says the Gezerah of Tumas Kalim had already been intact at the time that we said, oh look, Yadayim, the Tumas Yadayim doesn't apply in the Mikdash. When Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim was made this Eidos, but Hanuch L'tumas Sakin Dafil B'chul and Ami Lo Metameh. The reason we didn't highlight that, look, the Sakin didn't become Tameh, was because that Sakin would not have become Tameh even if it was Chulin, even if it wasn't related to Kodesh. Because Hay Sakin Dunaga Mamai, what did that Sakin actually touch? Ilema Dunaga B'basar, if it's that it touched the Basar that became Tameh from the Machat Ha'in Ochel Metameh Kli. Food, it does not have the capacity to transmit Tumah to a Kli anywhere, even Midrash Rabbanan, the Ella Dinaga B'machat. So what do you want to say? That the knife touched the machat? Ha'ein kli metame kli. A kli also does not have the ability to transmit tumah to another kli, even midrabanan. Because midin Torah, a kli is only metame al yidein avatuma. So the chamur goes there that a kli can become tame from a vladatuma, but only a mashke, not from an ochel and not from another kli. So that's why Rabbi Akiva said, from this edus we see that Rabbi Akiva did not highlight that from this edus we see that there's no Tumas Kelim in Mikdash, because even Bechulin the knife wouldn't have become Tameh. So he only makes a big deal. Look, we see Ein Tumas Yadayim in Mikdash. But in this particular case, even Bechulin the Kelim would not have become Tameh. So Hai Machad Maya Vidite, what was the story with this needle? Why was it Tameh? What was the background over here? E name is Safik Machad. If we're going to say that we don't know who was a Safik, whether it was Tameh or Tar, and we don't know who it belonged to, and the Chamra goes there, that it should be a Rishal the Tumah, like any Safik Kelim that you find that you're not sure if it's Tamei or Tahar, but we know that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Chanina had Amr that even though the Chamra goes there on roke, on unidentified saliva, that you have to be choshish that it came from a Zav or a Nida, which is Navatuma Minatarin, and therefore Metamei, Adam and Kalim, Lo Gozra al Safik Arok and Shabbat Yushalayim. They were never goes there on roke that you find in Yushalayim. The Chad Amr, and the other one said, Lo Gozra al Safik Kalim Shabbat Yushalayim. That whenever you have a Safik about Kalim in Yushalayim, there never goes there tumah. So if this machat was a suffix, we never would have been metame the basar because it's Yerushalayim. We never would have been goes there on a suffix tumah in Yerushalayim. So Amar Rabbi Damarav Gonsha Avdala machat tmei meis vihikira b'basar. Now the case must be that you had a machat that became tame from a tmei meis. A tmei meis is an avatuma. Meis is an aviavos. A tmei meis is an avatuma. The machat itself through cherev harei kchal also becomes an avatuma, and you lost that machat. You're like, where is that needle? And then you shef the animal. Oh, there it is. There's the needle that I lost, and you know that it's an avatuma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yavin, I'm going to say sapara chasuma uva mechutz Yerushalayim. Now the case may have been about a safek machat, and you know that the animal didn't swallow any needles since its arrival in Yerushalayim because it had been muzzled. So you know that it had swallowed that machat outside of Yerushalayim, and that's why it would be machmir based on a safek tuma. So gufa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, Bechanina. We had said that there were two opinions. Chad amar lo gozra al safek harokan shem Yerushalayim. One of them said they were never goes around a suffix roke in Yerushalayim. The other one that they were never goes around a suffix kalim in Yerushalayim. So roke and tanina, kalim tanina. Both of these, we already have a Mishnah that tells us this. Roke and tanina, where do I know that they were never goes around roke? Ditnan, because there's a Mishnah, Mesach HaShkalim, Kala roke and tam Yerushalayim, Torin chutz mishal shuke elyon, that all roke that you find in Yerushalayim, you could assume is tar, except for the one area of Yerushalayim where the Tamei people would hang out, the shuke elyon. So, the Amorayim are trying to tell me even further that even though we saw a Zav walk in that area and then you found saliva there, you still are able to say that it's not Tameh. You don't have to assume it came from that Zav. That's the Chiddush beyond what the Mishnah told us. Kalim Tanina, that we learned already, Safek Kalim in Yerushalayim is Tar from a Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Kala Kalim and Amsam Yerushalayim, Derech Yirid Alabesa Tevila Tamein, that any Kli that you find on the way down to the mikvah that was dropped on the way to the mikvah, that's going to be Tameh. But the implication very clearly is, Hadi al-Mataharin, if you find it anywhere else in Yerushalayim, not on the way down to the mikvah, it's it's going to be tar. So I already have a Mishnah that tells me that Stam Kelim and Yerushalayim are going to be tar. Why do I need an Amora to tell me that Stam Kelim and Yerushalayim are going to be tar, that Safik Kelim and Yerushalayim are going to be tar? Says Marla Temech, because if you're Medayik from that Mishnah, you have to be Medayik all the way. Ema Seifa, the Seifa of that Mishnah says, Derech Aliyah Tahorim, that if you find Kelim on the way out of the mikvah, they must have dropped when the person was leaving the mikvah, then they're tahar. So the diuk to make from the sefer is hadi alma tamein, that if you find kelim anywhere else in Yerushalayim, they would have been tamei. So ella reisha dafka, the sefer lav dafka. So it must be that the reisha we're supposed to be medayik from, but we're not supposed to be medayik from the sefer. That it's not only kelim on the way out of the mikvah that are tahar. Kelim anywhere in Yerushalayim are tahar. When the sefer says derech aliyah taharin, it's ula fuke gaziyasa. It's only coming to be memaet these small alleyways that are near the derech aliyah and yerida to the Beis HaTevila, where sometimes people would go down toward the mikvah through those alleyways, and sometimes they'd come from the mikvah through those alleyways. So it's telling us that those kelim are going to be tameh. If you stam find kelim in Yerushalayim, tahar. You find kelim on the way out of the mikvah, tahar. You find kelim on the way down to the mikvah, tameh. You find kelim in these alleyways that you know they were brought to the mikvah. You're just not sure if these were kelim that had already been brought or that were on their way, then they're tamei. Why are those tamei? Because they have a cheskas tumah. If they were being brought to the mikvah, obviously it means that they were tamei once, and you don't know that cheskas tumah was ever taken care of. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ula Rav Da'aman.